This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Today is Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. On this day in 1659, William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson were executed in the colony of Massachusetts for their Quaker religion. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's story, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the executions of Quakers William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson. Let's travel back to Boston, Massachusetts on October 27th, 1659. It was a cloudy autumn day as 39-year-old William Robinson waited for his prison cell to be unlocked. He and his colleague Marmaduke Stevenson had been locked in the Boston jail for over a month. But when the constable opened the gate, Robinson and Stevenson weren't getting freedom. Not the type of freedom that they wanted, at least. The constable led Robinson and Stevenson out of the stone jail into the street. There, they were joined by a pair of local drummers who started a slow march through the burgeoning settlement of Boston. The men passed through the fortified gates that protected the city from the frontier beyond. They trudged through the muddy, leaf-speckled streets. Along the road, clusters of townsfolk gathered to watch Robinson and Stevenson pass. The two men used the opportunity to preach to the people. They shouted that this was an abomination of justice and God's teachings. Even though they were Quakers, they were Christians, just like the Puritans. Unfortunately, the drumbeat drowned out their pleas. Robinson paused as the group arrived at Boston Neck, a narrow passageway of land connecting Boston to the mainland. Ahead of him was a ghastly sight. A group of Puritans in dark woolen clothes and broad-brimmed hats was gathered around a tall elm tree, and dangling from the tree was a noose. Even though Robinson was mentally prepared for his punishment, seeing the rope for the first time was a shock. His stomach churned, his whole body felt like it might collapse, but Robinson couldn't stop walking. He felt the barrel of the constable's musket pressed into his back. The lawman told him not to make any sudden movements, or he'd shoot him on the spot. Robinson had no choice but to continue toward the tree. When he reached the outstretched branches, he turned to Stevenson. They had spent many hours praying together in the jail. They had prepared for this very moment, but now it was here. And it was terrifying. Still, they had to hold strong in their faith. Robinson assured Stevenson not to be afraid. The Lord would watch over them. He said a quick prayer and bid his friend farewell. Then Robinson climbed the ladder under the elm tree. One of the Puritans placed the noose over his neck and cinched the knot. Robinson felt the damp cordage on his skin, like a snake gently constricting around him. From the top rung of the ladder, Robinson spoke to the Puritans who were gathered. He beseeched them to reflect on the presence of God in their lives. He urged them to remember that God doesn't come from clergy or churches, but from within all God's people. Some of the Puritans retorted that Robinson was a heretic for those words, and without further delay, the ladder was kicked out from under Robinson. His body plummeted, the rope pulled taut. The body twitched grotesquely for a moment, but then went limp. William Robinson was dead, and a few minutes later, so was Marmaduke Stevenson. Coming up, the executions of William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson have a long-lasting significance. Listeners, here's a new show I can't wait for you to check out. When it comes to love, every story is unique. Some play out like fairy tales, seemingly meant to be. Others defy the odds to achieve happily ever after. In Our Love Story, the newest Spotify original from Parcast, you'll discover the many pathways to love, as told by the actual couples who found them. Every Tuesday, Our Love Story celebrates the ups, downs, and pivotal moments that turn complete strangers into perfect pairs. Each episode offers an intimate glimpse inside a real-life romance, with couples recounting the highlights and hardships that define their love. Whether it's a chance encounter, a former friendship, or even a former enemy, Our Love Story proves that love can begin and blossom in the most unexpected ways. Follow Our Love Story free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all. But it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, back to the story. It was October 27th, 1659, in the town of Boston, Massachusetts, and 39-year-old Quaker William Robinson was hanging from a noose. He'd been executed by his fellow Christians simply for being a Quaker. After a few moments, his body was cut down from the elm tree. Another noose was tied to a strong limb. Then Robinson's friend and fellow Quaker, Marmaduke Stevenson, was also hanged. In his final moments, Stevenson said, "This day shall we be at rest with the Lord." It was a dark moment in the history of the American colony, but to understand the tragic nature of this crime, we need to go back one year to the autumn of 1658. That fall, the Massachusetts Bay Colony held a legislative meeting. The gathering was composed of high-ranking Puritans, a small sect of Christians who had fled their homeland of England due to religious persecution. Ironically, when the Puritans arrived in America, they instituted their own local ordinances enforcing Puritanism as the only allowable religion. Catholics, Anglicans, Baptists, and Quakers were outlawed from public worship. In the autumn of 1658, however, Massachusetts specifically singled out Quakers. They passed a law that stated if Quakers were found in Massachusetts, they would be imprisoned or banished, and repeat offenders would be punished by death. The Puritans of Massachusetts were particularly opposed to Quakers for two reasons. Quakers objected to state-supported religion, the backbone of the Massachusetts establishment. Quakers also advocated equality between men and women and education for girls. This directly conflicted with the stodgy, oppressive Puritans. The Puritans also felt threatened by the Quakers, who at that time came to Massachusetts as radical and vocal missionaries. As a result, Puritans passed the Anti-Quaker Law of 1658. A year later, in July 1659, Quakers William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson decided to protest the law by voyaging to Boston. The two men were quickly arrested and imprisoned. They were released a short time later, but they were banished from the colony forever. It was an injustice that Robinson and Stevenson couldn't stomach. They soon returned to Massachusetts to protest again. And when they were arrested once more, the punishment was much harsher. This time, they were sentenced to death. It wouldn't be the only time the Massachusetts Bay Colony executed Quakers. The following summer, in June 1660, Mary Dyer, a Puritan-turned-Quaker, was put to death. And a year later, in March 1661, William Ledra was hanged as well. These four individuals became known as the Boston Martyrs. Their executions didn't sit well back in London, where religious tolerance had increased since the Puritans decamped for North America. In 1661, King Charles II prohibited Massachusetts from putting Quakers to death. The Puritans abided by the royal proclamation, but they continued a strict policy of intolerance, regularly imprisoning Quakers. In the decades that followed, the connection between the colonists and the crown became strained, and in 1684, King Charles revoked Massachusetts' charter. He disbanded the Massachusetts legislature and installed his own representatives. Then, in 1689, the British Parliament passed the Toleration Act, which forced England and its colonies to allow other forms of Christianity, though Catholics and Unitarians were still punished. This idea of religious tolerance took a few years to spread to the colonies, though some argue that it contributed to the American Revolution nearly a century later. Sadly, William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson didn't set out to start a revolution. They only wanted to practice their religion freely. Little did they know, over 300 years after their deaths, they would continue to inspire change. On October 27, 1998, the 339th anniversary of Robinson and Stevenson's executions, the United States passed the International Religious Freedom Act. This law established a national policy to promote and defend international religious freedom. After that, October 27th also became known as International Religious Freedom Day. William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson were executed on this day in 1659, but their spirits live on and continue to inspire others to fight for religious freedom around the world. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more stories of some of America's most shameful history, check out Political Scandals. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Joshua Kern. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Adam Da Silva, with writing assistance by Nora Battelle. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Don't forget to check out Our Love Story, the newest Spotify original from Parcast. Every Tuesday, discover the many pathways to love, as told by the actual couples who found them. Listen to Our Love Story, free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.